terrorism in Bali, Indonesia stirs up concerns among believers. The church comes under fire in Nepal, and church growth is the trend in Central Asia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Indonesia tops today's news. The government's warning of the possibility of more terrorist attacks like the ones that took place in Bali over the weekend. Because a fanatical Islamic group is involved, there are also questions of whether or not violence would target Christians throughout the region. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
It's hard to say that these bombings are going to have a direct effect on the church other than just creating a spirit of fear of, look what we can do to our enemies. And Christians would definitely fall under the enemies list of a radical Islamic group in that country.
Nettleton says that there have been some troubling things happening to believers in Indonesia.
You have the three ladies that have recently been convicted under the child endangerment laws there in Indonesia for running a Christian school program that then Muslim children were allowed to be a part of. There have been several churches closed in recent weeks on the island of Java. There's just a lot of things going on that are a big concern.
Next, while it's been more than 9 months since the tsunami hit Indonesia, the after effects are still being felt. Rebuilding takes decades, says Food for the Hungry's Roseanne Marchese. Education is a major part of that rebuilding effort, says Marchese, who just returned from the region.
A lot of the teachers there lost family members and students in the tsunami. Their schools were destroyed. Their supplies were swept away. And also in the area of Malabo where we work, it's said that over about 230 teachers were lost in the tsunami.
At the request of local government leaders, FHI is holding trauma counseling and English as a second language training. That presents an opening to talk about God.
Most of the teachers that came up were Muslim. It's understood that we're a Christian organization, but our main thing is, you know, physically meet people's physical needs primarily, and then you're able to minister to their spiritual needs through that. Basically, in just how we are walking alongside the survivors, and we've committed about a decade at least to this area.
Prayer and funding are both needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. An urgent prayer request comes from the Baptist World Alliance's Nepali team. At the end of August, Maoist leaders locked the doors of the Dingla Baptist Church because the pastor refused to pay money or allow young men to join the rebels' cause. The political unrest means churches are closed when the rebels take over the area, while pastors are beaten or imprisoned. Yet the church continues to grow. They hope to see 1,000 new churches planted by 2010. Meanwhile, it's called ECC, Every Community for Christ, and it's a ministry of OMS International. It's a very successful program, and they need your help. Dave Graffenberger with OMS says this is a huge program.
In the 40 countries, there are over 1,400 local people, and then we have about 30 shepherds that go around and hold them accountable for their own spiritual walk. Last year, we had 97,000 people accepted Jesus. There were over 200 churches planted.
The only thing holding back OMS is the number of willing workers and funding. Currently, they need $600,000 to reach their funding and programming goals this year. Graffenberger says if that happens,
we think we'll multiply those results by 6 to 15 times.
In the meantime, he's also praying for people to
commit to go and see what God is doing, because it changes their lives, both in the way they pray and in how they give.
And Bible Mission International reports good news with their work in Central Asia. Their team's goal was to plant 300 new churches in 5 years. Not only did they meet that goal, they planted an additional 125 churches. That means there are about 1,000 Baptist churches there, plus another 1,000 Bible-believing churches from other denominations. Their new goal is 1,000 churches in 3 years. Pray for the team as they move to share the hope of Christ effectively. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpain, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr, reminding you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.